a psychologist.com. Back on
where we're broadcasting to the world now. Yes, it's lovely to be here. Yes, we're back here.
Wonderful, the dulcet tones of Tom D.
In the midst of this grandest of psyops on the world, biggest world psyops.
Grandest ever psyop.
Well, I think the Spanish flu was quite a big one, wasn't it?
Oh, don't get me started on that one. I can talk about that, but I won't. But anyway, we'll gloss over that.
Let me just interject. It's April 21, 2020. There's a huge audience in here to listen to Exoteric from Australia and Tommy Delpra, who's made his wonderful return to Fakeologist, talk all things sync and numbers. And just before somebody brought this recording bot into the room, I don't know who did that, you guys are talking about these outrageous number syncs in sport. Can one of you recap that for them? Because I think the people want to hear this. This is pretty full on.
The only one that I want to hear is the one that you... Oh, no. Who brought the one up that we just heard before?
No, Tom D got us started because he was talking about Manchester-Liverpool, like, okay. 2020. You know what I mean?
Yep. Do it.
Mind you, Tom D, that's premised on the idea that the football's going to come back. Are you certain the football's going to come back? Because there's some people out there, Tom D, who think that maybe the sports ball is gone for good. The circuses are gone.
I think that would be the end of the world, wouldn't it? If once the football goes, we can decide, yes, they've decided to completely change tack and this is the end of the world as we know it. But I don't think that's going to happen yet. I don't, because there's so much invested in the system of it all and the control that it has, and all the people are so sort of, we're well so trained now to our sports. It doesn't strike me there's going to be this huge paradigm shift, but yes, the sync there on the numbers with the grand, they're writing history with our sports, and the grand race in England is the title race between Manchester United and Liverpool, which, as it stands, has Manchester United on 20 and Liverpool on 18, but very, very nearly 19. They're going to get their 19th. So that at the start of the 2021 season, it'll be a chance for Liverpool to go equal and be 2020.
To Manchester United. What a coincidence. What a coincidence.
That would be neat, wouldn't it? Yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the next season after that will be 22, of course, which is a football number in itself. You've got 11-11 on the football pitch.
But it's also
the 70th anniversary of the Queen on the throne. And, of course, her style was linked with Manchester United, because the day she ascended the throne, Manchester United had this, the 6th of February is the date of their massive plane crash style.
Bobby Charlton.
He was in the crash and he survived it and then went on to become to lift the World Cup in 66.
It's funny that
number
66.
Yeah, 66 in England.
It's what you and I have discussed on Fakeologist in the past. You don't let me speak for you, but you are pretty confident that most sports at the top are fixed. Like they choose the score lines and everything. Is that still your position these days?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about specifically on all the time. You don't, but yes, absolutely, it seems clear to me now that it's totally controlled. Obviously, you know, the winners are fixed years in advance.
Oh, one more question for me, and then I'll shut up. Rick asked you a really good question before someone started recording. You were gone for a long time. Like, what was it? You were just leading a normal life, and you didn't have time for this nonsense, or you got sick of all of the shill accusations, or you just got sick of talking so much, or like, what was it that made you stop coming here? And then, what made you decide to come back? Like, obviously, the coronavirus is part of it, but did you just feel one day, you know what? I'm going to pop into the server. Like, what was it that made you think, nah, I'm coming back? Now's the time.
It was a little bit. I've sort of come out of a relationship I was in. That was one
you
of the
naughty
things.
Man. You naughty man.
Well, one of the things that perhaps I should say is that, yeah, I didn't like the negativity. I don't want to be hanging out in a place where I'm always bickering with people.
Exactly. I'm there.
And it's such a
sorry, guys. Psychologist asked us, Mr. Abbott, the psychologist, asked us around 10 minutes ago to move into the audio chat.
We're there.
So we're in the green room. And then Gaia just wrote He's just put the pot into the roof.
To fuck off, because we're not doing anything he says.
Well, the pot's already in the room. But yeah, remember what Tom was just talking about? The bickering, the bickering, the bickering.
Yes,
sorry, Tom.
I'm glad we're not bickering, because he can fuck off.
Yeah,
it wasn't a joke, was it?
All right, please continue, Tom. Please, we'd love to hear why you came back to us.
That's Velocet in the background.
Well, it's not even to us. I'm just new here. Why did you come back?
How about Rollo saying, can you please edit out me arguing with Gaia, and then Ab just left it in for all to see? Did you guys notice that?
Yes.
All of that nonsense that went on that I assumed Ab would cut out, I listened to that call today, and I thought it was about to cut out, and all of a sudden it just kept going. And I looked at my phone, there was still 5 minutes of the call left. I'm like, this should be good. He left the whole thing in. And now I want to know, is that Ab sending a message? If you want to get drunk and disgrace yourself on the air, I'm not going to play daddy anymore. You're going to have to wear this now. Yeah.
But you know what? They made up afterwards. Guy and Rollo made up. We were all laughing and talking about Molly.
No, they didn't.
You can't speak for Rollo and Guy.
I've just been on the phone to Rollo for the last hour, and they didn't. Yeah.
I don't know.
Be told. Yeah. I'm not going to go on about it, but anyway, no, they didn't. I'll say it again. No.
All right. Anyway, so Tom, so the bickering, you were sick of it. And
yes.
You were sick of bickering together.
Awfully tiresome. Yes, it's... I guess Gerard was sort of saying, no, fuck off, mate. How can an intelligent person like you suddenly come out with something so ridiculous as that? But that seems to be the way of the agent of disinformation. Attach a great straw man to a lot of really interesting stuff. You know, so, yeah, sometimes I just it was nice to have a break. But I always check back on the site, you know, because it's just a resort of sanity on one level, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, where else? And I'll say this again. Once you leave here, where are you going to go? Because you're going to come back because there's nowhere else to go. If you want to have conversations about what the kind of weird stuff we talk about, I'm sorry, I haven't found anywhere else that I can quietly go to and be, you know, heard or not mocked.
So it's a great resource.
It's a great resource. End of the line. End of the line.
You can have your dreams.
Who said that? Who was that? Anyway,
you did.
It was Daria.
I'm looking around. Okay, I'm looking around. Okay, Daria. Well, I'm looking around, but yes, it's end of the line. Once you leave here, you got nowhere else to go to. You'll come back. You will come back. Simple as that. It's a fact.
I reckon you're just such a fearmonger sometimes, Rick.
Yeah, that sounds like you're happy about your rabbit hole that you've produced here. You know, this end of the line. Once you get in here, that's it. There's no anywhere else.
Just because you haven't been invited to the next echelon doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Exactly. But yeah, we're all here for a reason. We're all here for a reason because we all kind of get on, and then we don't get on. But most of us get on once we start talking to each other. Not texting. Texting, you do not get on. Texting is not the same communication. Once you talk to someone, you actually get the vibration of their voice, and you tend to get on. That's what I think. Anyway.
Talk. Yeah.
Anything? Mr. Tom Delpra. Tom Delpra.
Sorry, I was just getting some messages from elsewhere. From the ether, and I'm finding it difficult to think two things at the same time. but absolutely, I agree with you. As soon as I start getting bickering with someone in the text, I say, look, quickly, just come over to the chat. And as soon as you do, I'll just go look.
Hear my soft voice. No, there's no ill will.
for y'all fellas?
When you talk to people, it just removes all the things you assume, because there's no intonation, there's breakdowns in language and word usage and way you phrase your sentences and assumptions you make to save time in typing, and there's also no accountability when you type things. It's just hands down, talking is the way to communicate if you actually want to communicate.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, I'm all for that.
Like Darth Vader. Was that Darth Vader talking?
Yes, you're now on the dark side.
Well, no, I think it's just a recording sound. But anyway, good. So, what's your name again? Sorry.
I'm Ophi, and I just woke up, so my voice is very bad.
Okay. Ophius.
Oh, Ophalus.
Okay, got it.
I call him Dario.
You can call me whatever you want. Fine with synonyms.
That is the worst trait you have, Ash, that laugh.
He's wrong.
I love it.
Sorry. For me, it's personal taste, isn't it? Yeah, of course. Other than that, you know, you seem very pleasant. Sorry.
Anyway,
I apologize. I love criticism. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I find criticism on fakeologist.com to be usually a compliment in a lot of ways in its various forms. But we're here live on this. Today is Tuesday in my books, where I am.
Now, Rick, check this out, man. I hate to interrupt you. Officially, we're not live. We're being recorded.
Please.
Because what that means is, because we're not live and being recorded instead, it means that anyone here can get completely drunk and disgrace themselves by abusing somebody in a tribute show to a allegedly dead person, and then just ask, oh, by the way, can you just edit that out for me, by the way? Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
No, but then, don't
take for granted that the guy is going to delete that for you. He might just leave it in there for all to see. So just keep that one on the lowdown, yeah? But this isn't live, guys. We're not live.
Recording Craig is here.
But it's not going live on the live stream because we didn't do what Ab wanted to, which is go to the live stream room. There's about 20 people here. For those of you listening in the future, there's dead set 5, 10, 16 people here. But this is a big crowd you've got here, Rick. Rick and Tom D bring out the crowds, it's fair to say. And you as well, Ash, I'm sure. They're here for you as well.
I got some
crowd.
I thought there was a talking point we were going at.
Well, we were talking about...
Oh, my God, Typo Error is here. Why the fuck isn't he talking?
I like you, Typo.
He's waiting to pounce on something.
Serious?
He told me... Is he coming on?
Look, if he doesn't, I'm going to get upset because...
No, he's waiting for his mate Phil to come over so they can have a chin wag about the latest fakeologist audio chat.
Oh, well, Typo, you are a legend. Be told, in your crazy offhanded comments, I'm appreciating everything you say. You cheer me up.
Did you ever see his videos?
No, Typo Error
once made some videos where he was on camera. I think he was walking around somewhere. And because I've always wondered about him, like, is he kind of putting on a character here? No, I don't think he's as a character. I think that's a real him. That's just how this dude is.
I reckon that's him.
It is. We chatted for like 2 hours.
Here he is.
Yeah, we chatted for 2 hours the other day. Hey, Typo.
Maybe you can't hear me.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm going to say something and then repeat it back to me. Hold on, you can hear me.
I can hear you.
I'll go and get these dentures and I'll stick them in so they don't come out. And I will give you a mouthful.
Hey, Tom Delpra, did I not say typo is the what's his name from Small Faces?
I've got to head
over.
Stanley Unwin. Typo is Stanley Unwin reincarnation.
I'm nuts.
All... Yes, you are. You are.
It didn't make any sense. Meanwhile, no, a researcher like me, what do you think about these solar dollars? Shall I get some?
Well, that's an interesting subject.
As soon as Dave J reckons they crashed here in Canada yesterday.
So, no, listen, typo. You are the modern man, Stanley Unwin. You are my Stanley Unwin.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so.
No, you are always.
I can barely understand you when you're talking Australian.
Hey, typo. Typo. My mate's here and he says, oh, I recognise that voice. Does he remember where?
Cheddar Road.
Borstal Heath. Nah, it's all right.
You got half a chat. No, where about the,
Cheddar Road.
The top of the Cheddar Road.
Yeah,
where the prostitutes used to go.
Where they knock pubs down, you can't remember their names, you know? What was the name of the place?
Sorry, excuse me.
Ah, but my mother lived there, if that's what you meant.
Did you fix her roof? Have you been up on a roof, or has she been up on a roof?
She's locked down now, Beryl. She's taken this very, very seriously. I've been
That was so funny. When you said your mother was up on the roof, you told her to get up on the roof.
She's always up the bloody roof. She's in the loft. You know she had both of knees, doesn't she? She's got two knees. And she's always climbing up the fucking... I'm sure she wants to fall out, so I can go, oh, I'm sorry about that, Mum. She get no... You know, she get no sympathy out of my mother. I'm so sorry to have you get
You've set up, Ashley.
The way you're going, Anna. Losing your mother.
Your mother trying to fly off the roof to set this picture.
I've been recording her frantic conversations for the last 3 weeks. She's the one that's reading me the death toll. Now, it's been a long time. Oh, I ain't got the tooth keep coming in. It's been a long time since I've spoken to anybody. And in text format, you can't really
what's going on in your mind.
But I tell you what, I think this has been great. Oh, and John LeBron, appreciated the output. You've been pumping them out like sausages.
Yeah. Listen, John LeBron's. John LeBron's YouTubes have been high class, and that's me saying that.
Well, that's
why I pray. Say thanks to both of you. The truth is, I've got nothing else to do. We're locked down for 12 hours per day's curfew. Nothing can open. Literally nothing. So, I've been productive lately, but not necessarily by choice. Do you know what I mean? Like, what else am I going to do?
It's working.
I can't sit here and drink with you lot all the time. I'll drink and chat with you tonight.
Have you ever an alternative verse? Not an alternative stream, because you are an alternative stream. But you know, something that doesn't really concern all these matters of paranoia and madness and stuff. Because you could drive me over the edge a little bit, John. Do you ever think of doing anything about like watercolours or... You know,
watercolours?
Well, I don't know, you know, like a hobby, rather than...
I should take up a hobby. I'm not being sarcastic. I need some other outlet, because this is getting ridiculous.
Doesn't Velocic's mum hang around in a knitting circle? Couldn't you join that?
I'll tell you what, is Velocic dead here? This typo error guy is like the most meta fakeologist you'll ever talk to. He knows what all of us are saying at all times. He's got like a character profile on all of us. Typo error. What do you have, like a pen and pad taking notes on what we say?
The fact that my mum knits, that's pretty deep, isn't it?
Did she knit John's penis? This is the thing.
I could use a new one, actually. The old one fell apart. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've moved to wearing a baseball hat.
I'll send through an order form.
I'd appreciate that.
Like a sausage.
Oh, funny. John, do you want to share, John? Because that was interesting what you were talking about. I think it's an original idea. I haven't heard it from anywhere else with the old Novak stuff. Do you want to bring that in?
Yeah, dude, I'll boil this down real quick. So there's a tennis star, a superstar tennis player called Novak Djokovic from Serbia, or from that part of the world. He won his 17th Grand Slam in Australia just before this virus took over the world. There's been no more tennis since then, no more Grand Slams. He's on 17 Grand Slams. 2 days ago, he comes out and he says, if they make us get vaccinated to travel, my career might be over because I'm not getting vaccinated, I don't believe in it. All words to this effect. Here's the thing. His name is it's spelled N-O-V-A-K, so Novak, and then his surname is Djokovic, D-J-O-K-O-V-I-C. He's nicknamed the Joker. So this guy is Novak Joker, and he's saying that he's not going to get vaccinated. So he's the Novak Joker. And the number 17, and the number 17 is pretty full on. He's won 17 Grand Slams. He won his last one in Australia just a couple of months ago. 17 was the number of the badge of Sirius the dog, who died on 9/11. Sirius is the star of initiation in occult traditions. In the Truman Show, Truman touches the Sirius star at the beginning of his initiation. It falls from the sky. 17 is the number of the star in Tarot. 17 is a very occult significant number. And we even see 17 in this latest news story with this so-called coronavirus. It was declared a pandemic on 3/11. A dog died from this coronavirus, a 17-year-old Pomeranian. So there's, in all of these major events, in all the occult traditions, 17 is a big deal. And Novak Joker won his 17th Grand Slam, the last man to win a Grand Slam. And now he's saying, I don't believe in vaccinations, I'm Novak. Novak is Novak Joker.
Now, if you are... Look, I'm gone. I'll give whatever he said. Give them the money. They've won.
I think it to be true that he hasn't already had a vaccine if he's a jet setter in the tennis world. He'd have had, you know, if he goes and plays in, he'd have had to have rabies shots. He'd have had a million shots.
Well, Typo, that's the point, though. We don't know why he's saying this. Is he saying this because it's what he really believes? Or is this part of his role? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
His role.
That's his role.
Interesting, like how with Tom Hanks and then even, like, you know, with Novak and it happening in Australia is the Corona Australis constellation on top. So I thought...
What kind of typewriter did Tom Hanks ride on?
He has a Corona. He even carries it with him to Australia. We see this on his Twitter. It's even better, Rick. Bro, it's even better than that. Because while he was in quarantine for this coronavirus, he was with his wife. He has a tweet saying, you know, thanks everyone for caring about us. By the way, because, you know, because we're sick or whatever. By the way, we're doing well. My wife keeps beating me at gin rummy. She beat me by 201 points. Okay? He's saying that his wife beat him by 201.
201. Now, what 201.
Event 201.
What are the odds of that happening and the event 201 with Mr. Bill? No, is it Gil Bates? I have to say Gil Bates because I'm going to get blocked by the.
And it's even better than that because Tom Hanks at the Golden Globes a couple of months ago gave his speech because he won some award. And he made this bizarre comment about how, you know, you need the people around you to be good at their jobs and to be serious because sometimes you're up until 3 o'clock in the morning or 11 at night, right? Well, hold on a second. A couple of months later on 3/11, what gets announced? This pandemic.
Oh, my God.
He also said in that speech, someone asks him, who would you like to play next? And then he replies, I would like to play you. So it's like a Joker comment.
I heard the other day, I think it was Fast Value and possibly Ab, and they were talking about the significance of the 6 foot, where, you know, leap it, the 6 foot distancing, social distancing. And of course, we get buried 6 foot under. I don't know whether it still happens, but that used to be the case, wasn't it? We were buried 6 foot under, weren't you? So,
and I don't know. And the dimensions of the cask or something, like 6 by something.
Yeah, so it's symbolic. They're saying keep 6 feet away. So we keep hearing 6 feet. That resonates with death. And what happens now in some parts of the world, including here in Malaysia, when you go into a store, what do to check out if you're allowed to walk in? They put something to your head just like a gun, right? Has this happened to you guys yet? This happens to me every time I go to a certain convenience store here. To get in, you've got to wash your hands with alcohol, with the alcohol thing they give you, and they check your temperature, right? And so you've got someone pointing something at your head, yeah? So there's like a symbolic element here of we're all 6 feet apart, as in 6 feet under, and we're all having guns pointed at our heads all the time. Yeah?
Thank God in Australia...
It could be an anal thermometer, couldn't it? All right.
Thank God.
I'm only here for a packet of fags. You can't come in the shop then.
And you can't stick a thermometer at my bottom.
Because
it says like after the toothpick will be what they call the toothpicks. And I'll be out there volunteering when the temperature's tested by the sounds or something.
We're all walking around afraid of dying, scared of authority, keeping away from each other, locking ourselves in our houses.
It's not made any difference to me really at all. Because I don't go shopping till late of the night if I go shopping. And, I mean, people are telling me, down in the village, it's completely different. Morrison's, they're in, you know, they got a couple of security lads who have taken to the... And they're bullying the old ladies, getting them to stand 2 foot apart. And it's rammed, and there's no real... I said to my girlfriend, I said, well, hey, if you're going in for 10 minutes, what happens if it's an old lady and she takes 3/4 of it, you know? Anyway, she wouldn't explain to me, but the queues are now going round the corner, you know, right round the corner of the shop. Well, where I go, I haven't noticed any real difference, you know, and...
Neither have I.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's fair enough. It's a bit of feedback, isn't it? Because, as I say, I'm only getting... I don't read the newspapers. I don't really go chasing. All I hear is what everybody talks about.
I
ain't getting the panic, you know. I'm not getting the wind up. And yet there are people out there. My mate Stan phones me up. Oh, another few hundred dead today. They're stumping them in the street. And all this, you know, he's picking up. On whatever's on the, you know, on the
mainstream media.
Yeah, and which possibly the Daily Mail feed, you know, and that might be ramping it up for it. But now I've got to say, we haven't taken to. I mean, the work's dropped off a bit, but it does this time of year because everybody's going to be paying their taxes, isn't they?
Allegedly.
Well, you know, April. It's always going to be a bit quiet.
Well, listen, it's good to hear your views.
Sorry, I'll shut up. Sorry.
No, don't you shut up at all. You keep talking. Keep talking.
I can't talk and drink at the same time.
Oh, that's one of those skills to work on during lockdown.
But my screensaver's gone blank now. Can anybody? Is there been an update on that? The false teeth shooting? Have they gone up to 19 or 21?
No, 17 so far. Is it the one
that came up? It did make it to 17, though, because it was 16, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then I saw one that was 17. So there we go, 17. Might call it a day at that, then.
In Hebrew, the number 17 is the number of sin. Pythagoras also said the devil, the 17 is when the devil triumphs over God. The devil is
Didn't
thick.
James Bond triumph over Dr. No or something with a black 17? Is it black in roulette, 17? Noir?
I think it is.
I'll go look it up.
Well, I'll close me on. Yeah, it's got to be... Didn't James Bond beat Dr. No or one of those evil... What do you call it? Supervillains by... Having a big lump on a B-17.
Yeah, probably.
So he couldn't launch his missiles.
So the devil would triumph over God with 17, it says, in Pythagoreans.
Oh, right. Yeah, it had been right into 17, wouldn't
they? Well, they like that, yeah.
So what's Dave J saying on the updates with the numerology? Has he come up with any... Uncontrovertibles?
I don't know. It might be along the lines of the 17th card of the tarot deck is the star, which represents resurrection, rebirth, which is always a good sign.
There's no moon in Taurus tomorrow, if that brings any kind of solace to anybody. new moon in tomorrow. Oh. No, not tomorrow. It might be the day after. 23rd.
Oh, course, yeah.
It's Queen's birthday. On the 23rd.
I got a picture of the hermetic. Yeah, and it's got the Aries on it. Is that what you're talking about? Oh, God.
Sorry, who was Ash asking that to? I thought she was asking Chris.
Oh. I don't know. What was it? Sorry, Ash, who?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because isn't it, so it's the age of Aquarius, but then it's the time of Taurus?
Sun's moving into Taurus whatever day, what's day today? Tuesday. So it'll be tomorrow or the day after for you. I don't know what difference it'll make.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
A new moon's always, as it moves into a sign, I think the new moon's always in the same sign. That's why it's a new moon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because my sister's a Taurus. Yeah, cool.
My mum's a Taurus, mate. Is your sister married?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Married to a Scorpio.
His name's Matthew. I don't like him. I think he's a cunt.
Scorpio cunt? Or?
I don't actually know.
You'd be surprised how many Taurians and Scorpios get together. So Matthew doesn't help, but it does happen.
Oh, he's a fucking dog. Sorry to swear.
Find out what his birthday is.
Yeah.
I never realised when I came to the cutting edge of research that I would reach these dizzy heights of finding out what his birthday is, and that'll fucking
tell. Well, I've got a theory, Tom. He's a coronavirus. Sorry.
Is
he? Sir, told you.
No. Stop it.
Go but on. Honestly, like, it's so rare. Like, not rare, but I never thought I'd believe in any of this. But there's quite a few people on here whose birthdays I've guessed.
No, I've got a theory.
What's your theory?
I was running it past Phil the other day, and he's gone, oh, well, what we're going to do is we've got to put the AI into outer space and then try and get it, stop it getting out. He's trying to be AI, you know. A bit like when he had threatening God or something or other, and tried to have a deal with God and beat him. But anyway, so he tried to work out how you stop the AI taking control and gathering resources and then just wiping us out. But what I thought is, as you say, they've had this in the planning, that they wanted something like this, it'd be ideal, works out well, and probably in the long run, ain't going to be such a bad idea, you know, when the dust settles, who knows. But I think the AI knows how to do it all, run all the simulations, got everybody doing their jobs, everybody knows how it's going to work. And what it's done is taken advantage of a celestial configuration that don't happen in generation. You know, it happens every 500, 600, 700, 800 years. And I think, you know, those kind of details would always been available. Funny enough, I listened to a podcast the other day about John Dee and how he got a leg of lamb for winning beating the Spanish in the Armada, but I didn't know what to make of that. Yeah, go on, sorry.
The Comet Atlas? Because apparently that's supposed to be happening now.
No, he put me onto that the other day, or somebody did.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, well, because
Atlas is... And Atlas is also the name of the vertebra that holds the head. It's the name of the last vertebra, the Atlas. And so I guess it's interesting that apparently, you linked me to that astrology program.
He carries the world on his shoulders, isn't he, Atlas?
That's right. That's right. And that's the archetype of Mars as well. Atlas.
The world is just in our heads.
That's right. Typo, you know how you said, so is it the 17, the black in roulette? Was it a James Bond film that you were talking about where someone won?
Yeah, I think he managed to get under Dr. No's skin by turning up at the casino in wherever he used to go and like to have a flutter. And I think he stuffed him. on the, you know, turn up black 17. He's going, oh, Mr. Bond, you have bested me, but not for long or something. You know what I mean? He went off in a huff.
Now, on black 17, Harry Styles, who is obviously like a tool of the military intelligence, totally,
I've heard
you know.
His name, but I'm not sure who he is, Tom.
He's a good looking, long haired one. The massively
popular. You know,
he's for my daughter's generation. My 16-year-old daughter's in love with him. Very influenced by him. He's a cultural, isn't he? He's an influencer, but he's got Black 17 on his tattooed on his chest. Black 17. So you always wonder what was that for? You know, what was that? What's in there? Of course, 2017, there was a lot of black ops in England, for sure. Anyway, we had the Westminster Tower Bridge, the Manchester Arena, we had Grenfell. There was always lots of black ops that year. But, yeah, Harry Styles, cultural influencer, has got Black 17 on his chest. And it's said to be his favourite roulette number. But, of course,
in roulette, 17 is the most, apparently from casinos say it's the most common number because that is the number that James Bond plays most of the time and people just are always repeating it.
People always go on Black 17, yeah? Yeah, I can imagine that in a funny one.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's something there, isn't there? There's clearly something in it. Yeah, most for sure.
Well, I was, you know, the other day when OBF turned up, I thought, ooh, OBF turned up. And he used to adhere to some kind of, Austrian economic stool. I don't know what he used to go on about. But I thought, ooh, when he turns up, he might be, positing post-apocalypse, what's going to be going on? Because I just think it's magnificent. I just think it's a magnificent, fairly harmless, you know, I mean, they could actually be fucking gearing up to send us to war, putting us in boots, training us with bayonets, teaching us to throw hand grenades at people who, you know, you don't really...
Hey, suggest you.
But what they're doing is they're just evoking this, as Tom pointed out, they're in Britain, they're evoking this Second World War kind of nonsense, you know, with we'll fight them type cobblers. And it's been, been working, but I'm no judge of these things, because, you know, I'm so out of fucking loop, it's untrue. You hear about people saying live off grid. I mean, it's almost impossible in a city, but in our way, me and Phil have kind of done it, you know what I mean? And I don't get that much input from outside. I don't find it. Should I ring her up? Do you want to laugh?
I'll
ask her what's going on in the world of coronavirus.
I would love it. So that was a really interesting one. We'd get along. I know it. She's probably, let me think on it about what star sign I feel like she would be. So it was interesting. So M Hill, the user, has put up that so Diamonds Are Forever, the James Bond film, came out in 1971. So I just Wikipedia'd it. So 1971. So rearrange 7-1, you get 17. I mean, or you also get 9-1-1 in 1971. Oh, this is just there's lots of connections, I reckon.
What's your favourite number, Ashley? If you have such a thing. But you seem to have a little bit of magical thinking, so. Have you got a favourite number? Is it number 9 by any chance?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Ha-ha!
Pick that. You get 9.
Which is 3, Chris, clearly.
Oh. Now 13 is my lucky number. I didn't choose it. It chose me.
Are you born on the 13th?
No.
You just like that number?
Yeah,
this is, again, we're dipping back into cutting edge territory, aren't we? No, you're all right. What's your favourite colour? What's your favourite colour? We've really hit the heights, yeah. No, it's the things with the stuff, it can be really interesting and kind of fascinating. You go on a little trail and looking at the numbers and stuff. But I think Beavy was saying that he was sort of advising caution on it. And I think, you know, there's definitely lots there to look at, isn't there? But you can also start, you know, it's
well,
a very easy
one
to start.
The representation of this coronavirus, this crown virus has been pointed out. I think that's the only reason they call it corona. Hasn't it, like, changed colours from each simulation to simulation? Sometimes it's angry and red, and then it's green with yellow knobs on, and, you know, doesn't it keep... So everybody will have seen at one stage a representation in this fucking killer thing that looks like one of those, you know, like the cousin of a slinky. It looks like a toy, doesn't it, really? Little imaginary fancy...
Yeah, the beauty of being able to just fucking draw these things. It's like out of deep space, isn't it?
Yeah,
And then deep into cells. All you need to do is just draw it, can't you? And you can have it any colour to suit whatever, you know, whatever story you want to put out. If you want to really scare people, it'll be nice and red. There'll always be some red there because that is instinctively the colour of warning and fear. And, you know, when you want to mellow it down a bit and get people loving their coronavirus, you want to put a bit more green out, you know? It's a bit more...
Yellow, Tom, isn't it? The Brazilian yellow.
The green and the yellow, the colour of the subservient little man. Yeah, that's all.
Going on Calypso. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also like the Neoplatonic idea of, like, the fractals, where they just grab things that the same images that they use in space, and then they just say that those are... They have one-to-one comparisons to microscopic organisms. You know, they just mix up the same shit.
Yeah, it looks organic. Yeah.
Who was that speaking? Was that Ophalus? I didn't... Who was the other guy speaking? Hello, whoever it was. I think
this is Willows. How's it going?
Is it Willows?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, you sound... you're saying different. You're saying tired. You were at it all night last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was being an asshole. Yeah.
That was pretty good. I listened in. I enjoyed you.
Oh, cool, man. That's great. Yeah, we were just being silly. Trying to keep it a little light here in these dire times, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what we need, a good tranny chat to take our minds off it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
But how are that LGBTQ, whatever they are, mob reacting to this terrible threat that we have? Because they're usually quite a reliable bunch of radicals manipulating.
I don't keep tabs on it, so I'm not even sure at all. We got to get.
I thought you was up to your testicles, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to be.
Oh, well, I've got you wrong. I've got the toothpicks wrong. I thought it was a bunch of trannies in the room. ignorant people like me put up with it.
He puts the eggplant on everything. Willow.
No, I've been very far new for quite a long while. It's all going to come rushing out.
It'll all come back to get me in the end. Can only
did
keep up with it for so long.
Did anybody else see Tom Delpa abusing his Yamaha yesterday?
Oh, no, I opened it. It's a Facebook link. I can't wait to watch it. And you've got your mask on.
Yeah, you saw that. Yeah, I just put it in for someone like Typo to have a look. Yeah, I did a little half-hour step on the Facebook Live. Yeah, slightly embarrassed.
Typho will enjoy that. He'll eat that up, Typho. I enjoy this. And funny enough, bit of a sink, without trying to hog anything here, I'll shut up now. Bit of sink, at the end, you finished off with Always On My Mind. And I think John Le Bon had just gone pink or whatever colour it is now. And so in other words, he was online. Oh, is my battery going to run out? And I thought, you know, Always On My Mind, I thought Kuala Lumpur went quite well with it. Kuala Lumpur, Lumpur, Lumpur. You know, oh, I'm not very musical, am I? But I thought you could do Kuala Lumpur all the way through it. You were Kuala Lumpur, Lumpur. Anyway, don't know.
That is one of the most insightful things I think I've heard since I've been coming to this site. Yeah, that's...
Have you written your coronavirus song yet, Tom?
The song's called I'm Not Afraid, and it was I'm Not Afraid of Nuclear War. It's an old scare story I've heard it before. I'm not scared of COVID or AIDS. That's
it more as a ballad where you're going to knock it out like Jerry Lee Lewis on methamphetamines. Is it going to be a slow one or...
Yeah, it's a catchy one. I'm hoping it goes viral. You know, it's blah, blah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, what's that one? Wasted Soul. That ain't a bad song, that, is it, Tom? I know you wrote it and stuff.
Well, I wrote it. Everyone says, yeah, but I think the ones that I've just written are better. You know.
Couldn't you get one of these youngsters to sing them instead of you? Couldn't you sell that song to someone?
That's deeply flattering, but can't you get someone else to sing it? For fuck's sake.
You can get Harry Styles to sing it. I'll fucking email him. What's his email? Give us his email address. Harry,
You could write a song about nails on a chalkboard and have Ashlo sing it.
Is that my loss? It's so funny.
Do you two get on? Do you get on with Willows, Ash?
Yeah, he's my best friend. Yeah.
I am your best friend.
Oh God, here we go. I'm not getting into all
this.
I would never do anything behind your back type of error.
That's me coronavirus medicine going there, man.
You take her. She's yours. I would never try to get in the middle of that. I know you have a blossoming relationship here with Ash.
No, I fancy truth. I am the transvestite.
Holy shit.
Long in the truth. I need to live a little, I think.
That guy is passionate. He really believes it, man. I don't even know. I don't even have an opinion on his opinions as far as supporting him or not. But I just like encouraging him to follow his truth, you know? It's so funny.
Talking of which, you seem to have hitched your wagon somewhat to the original stimulants output, and you're now in the hoaxsyndicate.com doing what exactly?
Oh yeah, so me and OS have started a podcast on there with Fellas at Station, Hoax Syndicate. And we did our first episode the other day, and it's just basically we do kind of like meta analysis of the conspiracy and act realm, and kind of we just get silly the whole time. We read news articles, but they're all silly news articles, and it's mine and Russ's sense of humor. So
OS is silly.
He's a very serious person all the time. I'm the one that tries to be silly. He actually is pretty serious a decent amount, but we do characters and radio bits here and there, and it's just like I said, we only did one episode so far, but it's gonna be a regular thing, and we're gonna do the truth pack on here, and that's gonna be that's the teaser. If you're interested in that.
I was gonna say, how are we gonna be? Well, if not inoculated, how are you going to infect us with a little bit of this? What's it called, your podcast?
Popularity contests. It's about the breaking down the popular, because that's all a lot of these YouTube's conspiracy gurus and stuff are. It's a big popularity contest, and we're breaking them down. We do Jim Fetzer the other day.
He's not very popular, though, is he? Even Dave J don't like him.
Yeah, I know he's not, but he wants to be at the very least.
I've always liked the prof. I have. Any man that can confuse Karl Popper is all right in my book.
Yeah, so it's just a fun thing that we do, and it sounds fantastic. Velocet has just built a fantastic platform over there. The audio quality is just it makes me sound like a man, which is just not I'm not used to that.
Well, he's going to have to release snippets then, isn't he? Because otherwise, how are you going to hook us? I couldn't get behind the paywall if I had a fucking pickaxe. I don't know how to do it.
Well, you gotta. It's a commitment, but you gotta. What are you looking for? What kind of? Everyone's addicts here. We're all addicts. That's what this is. And you need the content. And if you want the content's there for you.
Well, I thought there was a little bit of a chance of me being out of partake the other day when I heard Ab's ideas for an alternative currency, and he was suggesting that we could use goats. I thought, goats are no problem, really. I can get hold of plenty of them. And but it's just getting them to Canada, isn't it, really? So
yeah, we need to redesign our wallets too.
Three goats, you get most of these with a subscription, shouldn't you?
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to carry a goat in your back pocket. You're gonna have to put them in like a book bag to exchange them after.
Smugglers of fakeology.
I got goats on the way. I got my own little goats coming soon in the next year, hopefully. Oh yeah, I'm gonna start doing goat milk and selling them. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. What for handbags?
well, for whatever people want. Usually, you just sell them to other people that are going to use them. Yeah.
Bucking.
Yeah. I'm not really looking forward to eating them, especially because the ones I want to get are like the dwarf, the small, really adorable ones. They're kind of going to be like pets and just use them for milk and have the kids play with them. I think that'll be fun.
Well, we've always been fascinated by them because my mate's a man, he's a climber. And when he weren't climbing, we got him to goats because they can climb more than anything, you know. And,
Those mountain goats that climb on those almost sheer faces, they climb up dams as well, don't they? They're so nimble. Incredible.
Yeah. I love watching them.
Stick one in the back of the van, take it up clogged, and everybody just stands back and watches it.
Yeah, that'd be like a nice family outing. You just take the goat and watch it climb a mountain.
Take you out for a climb. Yes.
And if you don't make it, you got something to eat it.
And get some cheese, milk, and a quick meal.
I've never liked goat's milk, really.
And that's right. If you get a little bit too risky, if you have him climb too risky of a mountain, he slips and falls. Yeah, we have dinner tonight. We're eating goat.
It's got a funny texture to it, goat milk. Have you noticed?
It's definitely
sandpaper. Is that very odd? It's like you drunk something solid, and then it's all disappeared. Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't have some of the same, I think, proteins as like. I think you can drink it if you're lactose intolerant. Is the thing. So it's a whole different thing, yeah.
So the lactose intolerant got more chance of getting this coronavirus. I tell you what, Tom, you're on the front line, as you say. And, I don't want to go into any of these health things, but my, he's not my father-in-law, but to all intents and purposes, he should have been. And he's had pneumonia he's been ill for 15 years. He's now 79, he's death's doorstep, but he's such a tough old fucker. Thank you. And the first weekend of the coronavirus, they kicked him out of the hospital. Now, he'd broken his fucking hip while he was in there. I mean, he's a nightmare. They're trying to kill him off, and he ain't gone, he's still alive. Now, he's having, like my girlfriend, she's doing the full-time care, because there's nobody else that can do it, because he's what they call peg-fed. He had his intestines taken away because of cancer years ago and all that. But, he lived through it. And he's had sepsis, fucking, he's had pneumonia three times. You don't get pneumonia once, do you? But he's had it three fucking times. And he was kicked out on March the 13th? Oh, here we go again, fucking numbers. But I was at the hospital at the time and they were just setting up what they called the coronavirus pod. NHS 111 was the number. And there was nothing going on and this, that, and the other. And they were saying, we might be out by next week. Anyway, I only ever went up to visit him once when he had this operation because he fell out of the bed because they'd given him that many drugs, he didn't know where he was. He'd fallen out, and I thought, that's going to kill him. You know, they can't operate on him. He's going to kill him. So I went up to see him on the Saturday morning. And on the Saturday morning, this is, it's got to be March 13th, possibly 11th. Doesn't matter about the number. I'm not being odd about the number, but it was certainly the first weeks of it. And Sammy's hospital is a hospital ward. I don't ever like hospital. I don't go to hospitals unless I think that's it. You know, I think if the number's up, I go in there. It's like I said to Kenny, I said, look, I said, I wouldn't have come to see you, but if you don't come home, I ain't going to speak to you again. And so he didn't come home. And I did the same with Joey's back. But the point was, is the first weekend, I'd left about 11 o'clock in the morning, and she was hanging about till about 2 o'clock. And she rang me at, when I got home. She said, you never believe what's happened. I said, what? She's gone, a team of them, about 8 of them wearing paper suits, and like being bullies, not your national health touch, bullied 8 of them surrounding 3 people with blankets who were like huddled behind these blankets. And the head of this team started shouting something like, stand back, lockdown, lock, you know, right aggressive type, lockdown. So she told me this word. We hadn't heard the word. So they were like, and this is a Saturday at a hospital, which is going to be a bit busier visiting hours than it would be during the week because people, you know, aren't at work. And it was as though they'd put on this pantomime, you know, for maximum effect at this about 12 o'clock on the Saturday. Well, anyway, they more or less closed down the hospital by the Tuesday, kicked everybody out, more or less everybody out that was. Now, this man was critical up until 2 days before, but they still kicked him out. Well, he has 4 lots of 2 people, carers, visit him 8 hours. So every day he has 8 people from National Health, carers like yourself, Tom, who do come round and have to do his, yeah, you know, ablution.
Yeah, you know, standard stuff. It's, 4 times a day, you get 4 visits, morning, sort of late.
It's a month spinning, you know. And, what's the alternative? He can go in and home and that'll kill him. And he don't want to go. He's compass mentis. You know, he's there. The man don't want to die. If it had been me, I'd have gone, fuck me. I mean, he's put his daughter through misery, really. It's horrible. It's horrible to see the suffering. I don't think any less of him. But, you know, I thought he was a tougher guy than that, really. And he's clinging on for dear fucking life. And it's hardly any existence for him at all. And he's a bigger man than that. That's all I can ever remember, you know. And he's Catholic, so fuck knows. He's got to hang in to the death, you know. That's what he's here for, I suppose. Even though he wasn't a big religion. But, yeah, what was the point?
You were talking about...
I hear about your friends.
From the hospitals, people have still got kind of appointments. But one of the things that's going to happen, all these malingerers and all these people booking fucking millions of appointments because they've got an hanging nail or they've got an ingrowing fucking toe, they're going to have to bring those to an end, aren't they? You know, you're not coming here and holding... Because the hospitals are functioning, there's nobody in there. You know, nobody... Who knows? Don't know.
Yeah, they're definitely all empty.
Everybody, sorry about that.
Dave's a nurse, yeah. And I said to her, she said, oh, they're quite full. She's working on the wards, yeah, the lung wards. Well, and she said, oh, yeah, they've obviously made a show of those particular wards being quite stocked up with people.
Okay, yeah.
The COVID.
I mean, we've got a mate who works down in Devon in emergency. She's been there for about 5 years. So it's been car accidents and this, that, and the other. Now, this poor girl's shitting herself when she goes on. But what I think they've done is they've just put them all in there, stuck them all on fucking ventilators, whether they need them or not. And this is the kind of show ward where but the rest of the hospital's empty. Somebody went up to Scully Hospital the other day for an appointment for something that they had to keep. And she's going to be, there was only two people in there. Two people in hospital. If you'd have gone up any other time, there's 400-500 people milling about, you know, looking for sympathy or fucking treatment or whatever they're up there for. But yeah.
I know people may not be. Yeah, I know people aren't really that much into the numbers or anything, but I thought it was really interesting that, say, 2020, you know, could be oxygen gas, you know, O2. And so I just think it's really interesting that this year, you know, the major hoax revolves around,
in air, know, in your lungs.
That's right, that's right. That's right. And it's, and what's beneath, and what, so you've got your diaphragm, which is like the shape of a crown, at an archway, and then what's underneath that? Your liver, and then what's in your liver? Your portal veins.
Don't mention my liver.
And your coronary, and your coronary ligaments. And so I just find that really, it's all coincidence possibly, but I just think it's really fascinating that, you know, O2, you know. I know. And so I didn't realize that I'd pulled up a website because we were talking about the number 17 before because Novak Djokovic has won his 17th Grand Slam, I think, in Australia. And then you mentioned about the James Bond movie, and I'll just read this out because the MIT link is interesting because there's this, you know, MIT doctor that's coming out and saying it's all, a hoax. Yeah. So the number 17.
Aravada. What's his name?
Yeah, it's like an Indian name. Similar.
He's the guy that invented or has coined and he's on the patent for inventing email. He has like multiple degrees from MIT, like four different degrees.
So you'll like this then. So the number 17, the least random number, according to MIT, that is. The name comes from a statistical study in which people were asked to choose a random number from 1 to 20. 17 came up the most. 7 is often seen as a lucky number, one of the digits in 17. The other is the number 1. And if you add them up, you get to 8, another lucky number for some. All right, so now it's got the name. So the number 17, is this one of your lucky roulette numbers? It certainly worked for Mike Ashley, the owner of Newcastle United Football Club. He famously won $1.3 million on a single spin with this number in the 50 Street James Club in Mayfair. The casino has closed down now. Maybe that was why. Sean Connery also had some great luck with the number 17 on the roulette table. He bet and won on 17 three times in a row in Italy in the 60s.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah, I
thought it. Turn him into James Bond then. I must have nicked that and used it for the James Bond film, huh?
I'll take a screenshot, put it in the live chat, mate.
So in other words, you can pick any number you like, but you can't have number 17.
Just thought it was funny. Do you know what? So what's 50 Street James Club in Mayfair? Is that a famous place or? And Newcastle United Football Club. I'm sure that's a big thing.
Yeah. We know the guy.
James Infirmary is quite famous.
You can imagine that one point, that win, that big win on black number 17 that was publicised, it may have been a setup, you know.
Yeah, to get people playing casino and going into the Playboy
Club. Yeah, you have to take that with a pinch of salt, and they could have just presented that, you know. But
lottery tickets, the big lottery winner, that was always one that we used to kind of a peripheral, a baby hoax, as it were, wasn't it? The big lottery winner stories.
Oh God, yeah.
Carry a little bit of a, you know, a moral with it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the big lottery stories would have carried a little story, wouldn't it? Yeah,
We'd have been fascinated. One of the things that would have fascinated us with numbers and possibly gambling, bearing in mind gambling was illegal for fucking ever, really, wasn't it? Up until recently, anyway. 60s, I suppose. But we had the pools, didn't we, Tom? The pools board, Vernon's Pools.
Oh, yeah, that was a form of gambling that was very popular going back, yeah.
Which was a numbers game in that sense, wasn't it? Because you'd have the, however many football teams we had, was it 18 to begin? Oh, anyway. So you'd have to pick your numbers. Well, some people wouldn't pick the football team, women especially, they weren't interested, but they didn't mind picking the numbers, a little bit like the bingo. I've never done the pools, I've never played bingo, once. Why waste the time? But, so the point being, what is it? 17 is not a random number. I thought we'd nail this down to 311. I thought forever it would be 311, no?
No, the number 17 came up in a few other instances, and it's a number we've seen being used before. And we're just talking about 17 in general, really. When Max Biaggi, we had MH17 went down, and it was in the Ukraine in 2015, was it? 14. Then MH17 went down, and then Max Biaggi, Formula One driver, crashed in his car, number 17. And by the time of the Russian Grand Prix, there was they showed his car in the garage, you know, at the opening ceremony with no one sitting in it. You know, it's all a bit mysterious. This was at the Russian Grand Prix, and then the camera flashed over to Putin up in the stands, you know, and then back to the 17 car that Biaggi had died in, and MH17, and just in a sense of just linking the two things together, that kind of worked. But yeah.
It's significant in this particular Oaks being what? Where are we now?
Jovac, not. I don't know where it came from. Dave J just flagged up 17 from some shooting, that 17 has been referenced in their shooting or something. And then John said that Jovac, Djokovic has just won his 17th Grand Slam. And that Sirius had the number 17. The dog from 9/11 had the number 17. So, yeah. Oh, something's there. So it's sometimes a good way to link things together and get into research sort of thing. You know, you can expose quite a lot of things.
Shakespeare and the Queen are born on the same day, even though they're not. Which is the 23rd of April. Is that St. George's Day? What are they going to do for that then, do you reckon? Are we going to have to go out and bang tin cups or something?
For the Queen's birthday?
Well, yeah, it's St. George's Day, isn't it? 23rd.
23rd of May. Oh, shit, I've got to go.
23rd of April.
The Queen's a big one, I think, will be her 70th, her platinum anniversary on 2022, because 22 was put into our minds with all those psyops that were on the 22nd. Yeah,
I love
22. You may have seen it. I mean, that went mainstream. That was all, that was on Facebook and stuff. They were saying, hold on, what? There was a whole list of psyops that happened on the 22nd.
But what I meant is, isn't it the Queen's birthday? Her official birthday is April the 23rd. Whether it's a real birthday or not, she's a bit like Jesus. She got two birthdays. There you go.
I've got to go, but she has got two birthdays. Yeah, she has. And you're
and
sure
William Shakespeare, because he doesn't exist, is also the 23rd. And we've been trying to push this idea.
See you, Tom.
Jesus Day. Bye.
Yeah, I've got to go. Yeah, see you guys. See you later.
It's a lovely dog.
It's really lovely.
Well, am I the only person in GB UK in the room? So I'm sure it's the Queen's birthday on the 23rd.
Is Cupster in the UK? Or M. Hill? Or Meeson? Yeah, so you got City who's in from Durban and South Africa. Cupster, Gaia, Colombia, M. Hill. I don't know. I haven't spoken to M. Hill before. I haven't spoken to Cupster either. Meeson, not sure if I've spoken to them. O'Fallis in the US. And then Bellisette and Sydney.
Right. None of them will know what day the Queen's birthday is, then, will they?
I think she's got different birthdays in each Commonwealth country. I know her birthday here, I think, is different to what it is there. So that's at least three.
Crafty, isn't she? Queen's. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure. Well, it's St. George's Day, I know that. When's St. George's Day? It's a couple of days from now. So all I'm suggesting is that for some reason I have something coincide. Because I try to nail it into the nation's consciousness, and it don't actually work. Yeah, 23rd of April. See, the Irish have got Paddy's Day, been a big winner for whatever you call controlling the Irish people. Esoteric Rick was on about giving the Paddy's an hard time and all the smack they gave him. And the British, I don't, well, not British, aren't they? The English have been encouraged for some reason, this 23rd of April thing, St. George. But they also, at one stage, I'm pretty sure, tried to say that the Queen was born, you know, her birthday is the 23rd of April. And also, William Shakespeare was supposed to be 20. So for some reason, they've always wanted us to like this day. But I don't think it ever caught on. I don't, but you know, like Trafalgar Day. Who the fucking hell bothers with Trafalgar Day now, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's a couple of days' time anyway, 23rd off. And of course, 23 is one of those exceptional sync numbers, wasn't it? Not that I'm bothered about numbers, but, yeah. So, watch out on St. George's Day. might even tell you who's behind all this malarkey.
So, I just had a look at, what have we got?
Are we agreeing? In
William Shakespeare.
It's man-made, this virus, and has been released deliberately to bring about these, or are we forgetting that?
Does anyone have a view that they'd like to share?
Sorry?
Oh, no, I was just saying, if anyone wants to respond. I think everyone just really liked your voice typo. You just keep talking.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking. Sorry. In which case, it's in the summer.
Oh, please do. I looked up William Shakespeare as well for you.
Yeah.
So, it says he's...
Because, of course, he don't exist.
All it's got, so he's got his wiki, it says William Shakespeare baptized 26 April 1564.
26.
And then he died. Yeah, so it's just got baptized. Is that because we don't know his real birth?
He'd have been born before he was baptized. How long did it used to take to baptize in the 16th?
Nobody.
3 days.
But he died the 23rd of April. He died the 23rd.
Pens. I've got to make some parchment. It's not that easy.
He died 23 April.
There we go.
1616.
To quote Esoteric Rick, funny that. So we've got the Queen, who kind of exists.
That is 100% correct. 100%. 100%. Suspicious. That's suspicious, isn't it? Suspicious. 100%.
The suspiciousest suspicions I've ever had. So if it is GB Dirty Tricks Incorporated behind this worldwide event, expect something to happen on Thursday the 23rd of April. But there again, mind you, it's in Taurus. So, yeah, it makes sense, consolidating, nice and solid. None of this airy-fairy fucking Piscean nonsense going on. None of those goats charging us. Yeah.
That's right, and the time of Taurus is, that's like the end of, you know, it's...
Announcements for all those Mithraeans, they're still labouring under the illusion. Something or other.
Yeah, and Taurus. Yeah, well, look, I don't know either.
I do some research.
Yeah, so I guess with Taurus, like, I don't believe, you know, look, I don't know, but it's, you know, Latin for the bull. But it means, like, you know, all their labours and stuff, it's all finished and, you know, they're all tired out and stuff. And then, it's like, it's got something to do with that, those ideas.
I don't know. A bull is not actually cattle, is he? Is he? He's a beast, isn't he, a bull? So, yeah, I'd imagine it's something big will go down.
Yeah, yeah.
St. George's Day after all. As I say, it's a bit of a... Seems it's a non-event in, you know, in most people's consciousness. My mate Kenny always used to wear a rose, but that's because he served, I suppose. But God only knows. But I can see the Sun, which is a newspaper, a rag, a red top, as we call them, or we used to call them when anybody took any notice what they had to say, will be pushing it as they do every year, but it never quite catches on. I mean, the St. George's Cross has kind of come back, but on Paddy's Day, St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, there's the 17th for us. Oh, good God, yeah. Because we did manage to get Cheltenham in. Last sporting event, I should imagine, in the UK, would have been Cheltenham. And it's a very big event. It's horse racing over the jumps, which is a different running flat. And they got it out of the way. A lovely time was had by one and all. And not too sure about many of the sinks with the horses' names. I mean, once again, some would have to be around because he keeps up to date. He, you know, he knows things. But I'm sure there's a few, you know, sinky names. Always is in horse races, aren't there? So might even be worth going over the card and seeing what one's seeing, if that foreshadowed any of these things about to come. But yeah, I can imagine St. George's Day this year. Then, well, who knows where it'll be. Unprecedented.
Oh, everybody gone.
Oh, there's lots of people here. It's, yeah, well, it's 12, almost quarter to one.
Excuse me. What can happen is it can be muted, so it can be, oh, I've had all the tricks under the sun played on me, and all I was trying to be was, what they call it? Oh, I forget now. I certainly didn't want to disrupt anything. I ain't like
that. No, sorry, I might have to head to bed soon.
You might.
It's quarter to one. Yeah.
You've been putting in the hours you have, Ashula, haven't you?
I've been procrastinating. Heavy. But I like talking to you guys. I like it. You guys are fun. All right. Well, I'll say goodnight, Typhone.
Okie doke.
Lovely chatting with you again.
Oh, that mean, is your brother-in-law, are they married or just in a long-term relationship?
No, they're married. My sister's still part of that cult.
And
so
you don't know
what, vanished.
You don't know, when did you send him a birthday card or would you not bother because he's a cunt?
Oh, I can't. I'm not allowed to contact them because I'm the demon.
Oh,
I'm a devil. Yeah, that's right. I'm the devil incarnate. I haven't even seen my niece.
No. See what you mean. Well, he's probably not allowed birthday cards, is he? Does he have to change his name and birthday for that particular cult?
No, but they weren't big on us celebrating them or anything. Like, I remember, like, on my 21st birthday, no one knew it was my birthday, and that was horrible. Yeah, because, like, we didn't drink or smoke or have boyfriends or anything. Like, my sister had her first kiss on her wedding day.
You don't have to drink and smoke to have a nice time, do you?
No, but I mean, it's just like, you weren't even allowed to think for yourself. Like, my sister had her first, like, kiss with the cunt, like, you know, on their wedding day. Like, a few years older than me, and it was just like, I don't know, and I remember I had to be a chaperone for them, and, because you weren't allowed to go on a date by yourself with the guy.
Oh, you know, that just makes you more creative, doesn't it? Maybe, you know, I mean, that's been going on for years, really. There's no harm in that, I don't suppose.
Oh, no, but it was just madness, just how everything was always, like, presented as, like, evil, and you couldn't critically think, and you just had to follow, and But yeah, they're
doing it. Perhaps they think they're doing it for your own good, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's like anything that, you know, they, you know, nefarious and control. And why do you need to stop people using their brain? Doesn't make sense.
And how strong are they? Are they like my bandwidth? How many they got?
Or not like Scientology level or anything. I don't know. They claim they've got 2,000 churches around the world. I remember I went to Prescott, Arizona in America.
I mean, because that's where it all started. Your local branch, how many turn up at your door if you tell them to go fuck yourselves?
I like moved to another part of the city and changed my mobile number and didn't contact them for like 6 weeks.
Let your hair go back to your normal colour.
No, I finally.
They'll never find my name. I'm dressed as a bag hiding.
I just so went. Loose, I did it, dyed my hair blonde, I got into like this hip hop community radio show, I had no idea what I was doing, I just wanted to like, I don't know, just think for myself and not be told everything's evil and demonic.
I know,
but like, gosh, wow.
Well, how long had that been going on then? Up until you were 21?
No, good. Yeah, like early 20s, and then I left.
Early 20s. But yeah. How long had they had hold of you then?
Yeah, I was 14, and my sister was 16, and yeah, so she like got really caught up and swept away in it. I didn't really get swept up till like,
it was your mother
I was 16.
It was your mother that got involved and took the kids with her.
No, it was they just did like they you know free I don't know like Christmas barbecues or whatever, movie screenings at parks. You know, yeah. Poor areas.
But what I'm saying then, so,
but no, my mother wasn't in it. My mother.
You didn't commit to the 14-year-old to be angry because you're religious nuts, did you? Your mother sold you into this.
No, she didn't. No, that's the thing. My sister. No. It was my sister who then, at 16, organized lifts with these people from the church cult to come pick us up. And then.
So you're.
Hmm?
For how long? From 14 to 21.
Yeah, like, but it wasn't like, it was probably, I probably became a bit, like, fanatical or whatever, like, maybe my later teens.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did you fall out with them because their structure changed, or did you just go, well, it ain't for me? Or did they, like, or are they always been that way? All I'm suggesting is if your mother joined when you were three.
No, she didn't. No. My mother was not a part of it. No, my mother wasn't a part of it at all.
And you fell out of love with them because of what? There was a rage.
It just didn't make sense.
They become more.
No, it just didn't make sense. Like, you know, you'd look at Bible verses that, you know, if, you know, say you got like, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians.
Some people become Wolverhampton Wonder fans for no other reason that they were in Wolverhampton the one day and they had a nice time. But.
Yeah. No, so I was saying their doctrine didn't make sense. Their actions didn't line up with the Bible. You know, they were saying that we had to go out straight.
Did they turn up the pressure? When you're 14, you can't. You ain't going to tell the difference, are you? You know.
No, I know. They. Yeah. Well, like my. I thought
21. They were like. I guess.
Yeah. So I'll just finish. Like so. Yeah. My sister. She claims it wasn't because of them, but she dropped out of uni in her first year, and then, you know, like, you know, then I moved out at 18 because she. Did as well before because they said we couldn't live with people who weren't saved and
to go to university and infiltrate academia then.
Yeah, well no, it wasn't
a bunch of cults.
Oh yeah, they were idiots. Anyway, so my sister, you know, she would say, you know, she didn't drop out of uni because of that, but they wanted women just to be housewives and you know, and I understand that, you know, look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being maternal, but
I could be an housewife.
Oh, but it was just. I imagine you would be. Oh, you sound like you are the
three
sweetest.
Diamond rings. Diamond rings, five houses, plenty of these coats.
How is Smelly? I like Smelly.
We're having a terrible day today. We're having trauma today. I think this coronavirus is showing on him. Stenchy living under the red currant bush. And stinky and smelly won't go past the red currant bush because they've got this, one of these suspicious things that cats do, suspicious. Yeah. No, we're not having a good day at all.
No.
I've had a shock.
They traumatized poor buggers. Oh, no. So, do you know, was it the Malty Shih Tzu you were posting about before? And you got a phone call? Has it been put down yet? Has she been put down yet?
I can't even remember what the daughter's name. She's got a stupid name.
I remember Shazza or something. I thought it was like Shazza, but it's,
they're all right now.
Oh, yeah? They didn't put the little cute thing down? Kill it?
No,
the corona?
They just panicked. No, they're fucking hell, they're going to buy any masks. Diamante masks. Got the best football sanitizer you can get. Massages. Don't worry about that. I don't know what things are called. Who was it mentioned? Pomeranians. The first dog to die was a Pomeranian.
Yeah, that's right. The 17-year-old. The 17-year-old Pomeranian that died from coronavirus. That's what John mentioned. I'll just quickly.
That's almost enough. That's almost enough to hook me into this hoax. Because if a 17-year-old Pomeranian is going to die. My granddad I don't know what he did with them. He used to feed him a lot, I know that. Pomeranians,
That's right.
He used to knock him out when he was a kid, saving matters going to work out.
Oh my God, you were going to love this picture. I'll post it in the...
Oh, I can't mess about with the computer, Ashley, because it will stop working.
Oh, all right then. Okay, well, this is a picture of the Hong Kong pet dog that tested for coronavirus dies after returning from quarantine virus-free. Authorities were notified by the owner of the 17-year-old Pomeranian that the dog had died on Monday.
Well, Camille, can I ask you permission to eat it, sir? We're not going to waste that.
What's that, sorry?
Did they ask for permission to eat the dog?
Oh! I don't know.
Well, I was Chinese and my dog died.
So that's the 17-year-old Pomeranian.
If I was Chinese and my dog died, I'd eat it. No questions asked. But in times like this, I'm sure you have to go through channels. You know that one? Permission to eat the dogs, sir. Mind you, it's a bit 17, isn't it?
Well, like, there's not much meat on these Pomeranians. They're tiny as well.
I know that. But they're big, hairy. Well, they ain't that hairy. Yeah, my granddad, when he was little, and he escaped from the workhouse in about 1917, he wasn't quite old enough to go into the... Well, I think the war was over and he didn't want to be a Bolshevik or something. And one day, this dog turned up, he's about nine, and he's a Dickensian man, they ain't got any shoes on the feet or anything. And one day, this dog turned up, him and his mate, his name ain't going to come to me, and I'm not going to try and remember it, because then I'll forget what I was talking about. Bluey. And, him and his mate Bluey spotted this dog, and the old man, right, the granddad, he didn't have anything to eat, so he gave him like what he had, which was nothing, and a bit of this biscuit. This dog kept following around, and then, I wish he was there to tell the story, but the long and the short of it, walking around, this dog, two little fucking scruffs, little oiks, walking around the town, there's busy, there's horses and carts, fucking all manner of stuff going on. And a geezer's got another one of these dogs, so he got into dog breeding. And Pomeranians, well, after the war, he did very well with them because they were a little, you know, everybody wanted a pump, little pump. Women used them more or less as, you know, those things that they put their hands in that keep their hands warm when it's cold. Like all those made out of fur. Anyway, this was a living, real one, so, you know, you didn't. And, yeah, and he did ever so well out of them, as far as I know.
A muff is what you're thinking of, a muff.
A muff, yeah, a muff. So he used to sell live muffs when he was a kid. And, yeah, Pomeranians. And whenever he used the word Pomeranian, even pomegranate would make him go a little bit stiff. And he'd go a little bit, he'd have an epiphany and look away. Pomerania. You imagine it as a kind of paradise or something, because, you know, somehow it brought him a couple of... He never knew where it was or anything. He didn't know much about these dogs, but they liked him. Pomeranian.
Pom-pom.
So how much are they worth now? They get coronavirus. That's no good. We don't want some... Dogs are, they're a liability, aren't they?
Well, it's only one. It was only this one.
I'm just trying to think, you know, if I can go, because people are going to make money out of this. It's going to be, no, they're not. They're all going to go skint, aren't they? I forget what's going to happen. What's going to happen?
I don't know. We've got a few people here, so we've got.
What they think is going to happen.
Original Stimulants join. Willow's
he's
here.
He's the best, isn't he?
He is.
He really is just the best.
Hey, yo. What are you guys doing?
Now, that isn't original.
Talking about eating Pomeranians?
Yes, talking about pom-poms.
Apparently the bones are so small that you can just eat them like a fish. Just roast them whole.
That's the British way. I think that shit's gross. But
swallow them like an oyster.
There you go. I think I can't tell you how many aphrodisiacs I've taken, and it's still, you know, still never hooked up with any black women.
You and the old Jesus.
Do you have groove?
Bro, I got more grooves than a Babylonian cylinder seal.
Cylinder seal?
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, I don't know what you're doing.
Typo, holding court.
Yes, I've been catching up with a lot of my psychologist friends and original stimulants. And, while you weren't here, I'm sure your ears were burning because I was talking about the excellent Pod Child or whatever it was, the toothpick company last night.
Oh, you listened?
Yeah, I was listening, chuckling along, pointing out to my compatriot that I made out I didn't even know anything about it, really. I said, I don't know, what's he say? So, yeah, I should have recorded us listening to you talking about what was going on. In the adult swim way, you know.
Yeah, oh, in the pre-show.
Yeah, because anyway, I'll tell you about it another time.
Well, but you're saying you enjoyed it at least, right? That's good.
I did, and I got a certain amount of the truth, because as you well know, it's not a subject that tickles my fancy, that old, as important as it is in, you know, politics and sexual realms or whatever's going on. But, you know, I'm not a bigot at all. But, you know, not too bothered about it. But you covered all the bases and made it enjoyable. So now I know that, because sexualizing anybody's going to turn them a little bit odd, I reckon. I'm not actually a pervert, you see. Never have been.
There was that once at camp, but that was just my twin I never knew about. Where's old Phil been? Your mate Phil, is he coming over, or is he practicing social distance?
Yeah, I think he might have gone up a mountain to test his invention out again. Don't know, he'll be around sooner or later. We've had a little bit of a falling out on the timing of putting the onions in. And to me, it's still a bit, I can't be arsed with clashes. But his system is perfect, you know. He puts them, it's like a military operation the way he plants fucking onions. Well, I'm not like that. And I pointed out to him the price of onions is going up in India. I mean, how can the price of onions go up in fucking India? It's almost impossible, but no. They're importing onions. And who knows, one day on the streets of old Delhi, I'll be slipping in an onion saying, hang on, mate. I was talking to Will Rose. He says he's got the goats coming in. And anybody else doing any? I'll put radishes in because I don't give a fuck whether they live or die.
I got beans and melons and peppers going.
How far advanced are you, though? Is it, are you, where are, well, I know, is it spring where you are or is it summer?
It's spring, but it's summer. It's 90. Let me see what the temperature is. Today, okay,
you're
so
Florida,
summer.
You're Florida, aren't you? I remember
right.
that.
Yeah. So 75
so
right now.
You can almost get two growing seasons. I've been told that. You can get two growing seasons close to where you are.
Yeah, depending on the product, yeah, or the crop. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, in theory, we should be able to. But you, what happens here is if you take a risk, and put it in March. I mean, I put me potatoes in Good Friday, so that's that. And some people have gone early and so. And it's warm enough in the sun, but the ground's still cold somehow. So yeah, so we've had a bit of a fall in it because he's clashing up his onions. I said, I'm going to wait till May, fuck it. You know, because if it rains, they rot and this, that, you know. And I'm not that bothered. I've got a toilet roll. What do I care?
I've just got a lot of money, so then I just use that as toilet roll, too. I'm like Donald Trump.
It's nice when you can do that, isn't it?
I guess. You know, Donald Trump, he's got the gold toilet. So what does he care?
Wipe the ass on a $50 bill and just throw it. See, it goes and picks it up.
Like the old prank. You throw that thing. I used to work with a guy, and Adam was his name, but he, the different Adam, but he would,
not the first man.
No, but he certainly had some Jewish characteristics, so he could have been, but he was, man, you know, when I was delivering pizza, God, that was this 25 years ago or something, he was such like a money hungry guy, you know. Every nickel.
It's a terrible fight. Well, but now you've got to think.
Good trick, but he had gone it way too overboard, you know? Or in my opinion, I don't know. He'd saved a ton of money. But either way, yeah. We used to, like, throw coins and, you know, throw them in the mop bucket, throw a quarter in the mop bucket after we'd mop the floor, and he'd fish that thing out of there, you know? Put a dollar in the toilet, see if he'd get it out. He'd be every time, without fail. So.
Yeah. Oh, got ya. I never get, you know, reality TV, you've got to have it. I don't watch TV, but when I go and see my mate Jimmy, TV's on, and he likes these things, antique shows, and Trash in the Attic and stuff like this. And they've become horrible now. I mean, in the past, they were okay. You know, they'd say, oh, here's a nice Georgian chair with barley twist legs and the upholstery, and give you a little bit of stuff and say, oh, yes, I'd give you 3 shillings and 6 sovereigns, or whatever it was. And now it's about, go, I found this and I can get money for it. And you're on a better. And they have this idea that so that you can be considered a serious person, you must haggle. You've got to haggle. I've never even met anybody that haggled, really. I mean, I know, as you say, some of the Jewish lads, they like to make out that you know, it's been a proper deal and we've had an angle. And the Arabs can't fucking stop doing it. But I always thought to myself, well, that's the price. It's too much. It's too much. I ain't going to argue about it, are we? But yeah, it's become a thing now. It's almost, you too can be a, you know.
It's like you're a bizarre trader in, or you're a trader in some Persian bazaar, you know.
It's got to be great for you, lads. And I haven't taken any notice of any of your presidents since Bush. It's got to be great to have a proper businessman in charge, even though he's a little bit much for two people.
Haggling is really big in America. You want to buy a car, you want to get a loan, you're in a pawn shop, you're in a flea market.
Yeah, that was completely different, wasn't it? In the 50s, you know, the door-to-door salesman, the salesman ethic was, look, this is the, there's no haggling about this, this is the deal. And it's
I bet you could haggle the doorman.
Sorry?
I bet I could haggle a doorman. I can't haggle the Girl Scouts, but I feel like I could haggle a vacuum salesman.
Broken. That's a broken cookie. It's not the right size. Yeah, well. All I know about Americans is what I see on the television.
The only person I've ever had try and sell me something at the door besides a Girl Scout was a meat. He got meat in bulk trying to sell me some prime New York strips for such and such price. Now, I'll give you 2/3 of that. And he's like, okay.
Did you answer the door with a copy of John Dos... What was his name? John De Passos. No, Upton Sinclair. Here's the meat man again.
The jungle.
I'll answer the door. You got the fucking Upton Sinclair in your hand.
Yeah, I come out with my shotgun. It gives me bargaining power. People are real inclined to drop the price when you got a gun.
It's the fish man you don't want to catch when he's desperate. I'll let you have 2 stone of this cod for a tenner.
Next week it'll be a different species.
Well, how's coronavirus post the Truth Pack extravaganza? Any updates? Anything happening?
It's still happening.
I reckon the 23rd of April is going to be a day to watch out for.
I mean, they just have this brilliant strategy of, like, just, you know, 2 more weeks, and then it's not going to be. And meanwhile, you just keep seeing money get funneled to the elite. Or not, have we decided on an ultimate word yet?
What word? Sorry, I missed that. I was
alternate word for elite. Been talking about improving our usage of language and not complimenting the bankers and reptiles by using the word elite.
All right, yeah, got ya. The elite. Oh, we were on about fast value and everybody. We were trying to work out who they are. The elite. During this, they really are. Because I'll tell you what, I don't think any of them are getting a good laugh out of it. They might be having a nice steak dinner on the end of the day in Washington. But aren't they having to go through similar kinds of paying lip service to this, whatever we're calling it? Aren't they having to... Because I'm not having to do really that much different at all, particularly, ever. You know, it's more or less the same.
Just giving trillions of dollars to businesses that we're getting this best case scenario.
Oh, that was a shame there. He just broke up a bit, didn't he? Or trillions of dollars.
And that's just best case scenario. So, watch, apparently they're, just killed all the oil industry. And
well, that was going to happen anyway, wasn't it? Like, I mean, that needed, that would have to be on the cut. What's happened about the gold price? India just gone somewhere. They had a budget, didn't they? In whenever Trump went over in what? Feb?
Well, the thing is, they took all the employees from the oil industry and now have them doing 5G construction.
I want silver dollars. I made it quite plain when I was doing this. I want, so up, you know, like railway buns. I need some now so I can say
silver dollars.
Yeah. Isn't this going to be our idea? Energy, whatever we're calling them. Because they ain't going to get corset. How's fucking oil going to get corset? Do you remember all that peak oil nonsense? Man, that was an hoax and a half, wasn't it? You know? Peak oil. You know?
We're claiming right now that oil is $0 a barrel. For America, that's what we're telling people.
Well, I don't know. They had a virtual meeting April the 10th. Putin, Russians were chairing it or something or other. And they agreed to knock down whoever's involved in this fucking whatever they were up to. Skyping or Zooming. All these OPECers or fuck knows. They all met on Sunday.
Goddamn OPECers.
And they go, right then, we're going to cut production down. All of us are going to cut it down. So we're going to cut it by 96 million barrels a day each. So if there's five of them, that's a few quid gone down the drain. Well, not gone down the drain. It's just staying in the hole. I don't know what the fucking problem is. Where's it going to go?
We're dumping food and milk, closing 8 plants, just letting food rot on the wayside for reasons.
I know. I've not come across that. So we've got loads of fish, and it's at reasonable prices. I just made 3 months worth. 3 months. I'll repeat that. 3 months worth of it'll go off boiling because it's freezing. Cauliflower cheese. And it took me about 7 hours. And that means I could have cauliflower cheese, some with camembert, some with Stilton. I can't remember. I didn't even bother writing it on top of the tin foil packet. And I thought it was great. It's ideal. Everybody gets to spend a bit of time in it. It's going to be great. It's going to be a nice new world, I think. But, yeah. I can't see any real drawbacks to any of this. In fact, I am glad it has happened in now. Delight.
Oh, you can't see them conditioning the world to being locked down and taking vaccines and putting up a 5G grid.
Shootings have gone down, except for crazed dental technicians up in Canada.
Oh, yeah, the shooting.
I reckon domestic violence has gone up. I mean, there are some black eyes around where I live.
No, the divorce attorneys are going to make bank when this is over.
Perhaps they'll just do it for free. Any of the plague victims will get a bit of a discount on their divorce.
Nobody's not for free.
I don't know. I'm not legally minded. Litigation, I think that's got us into this position. Everybody nicking everybody. I'm going to shut up anyway and go and get a drink. Ta-da. I'll speak to you in a bit. Bye.
Hard.
Shut up. 10 out of 10 fat purple darling Girl Scout cookies. That's
Chris.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's it,
I do. Yeah. Right then. So what do I want? Fat purple star dog or Girl Scout, fat Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, I'll
buy
both.
Which one should I
have? I don't know, which
you
want. You
want
the Girl Scout cookie, don't you?
If
you want the purple star dog?
Is that the one I'm smoking now?
I don't know, what
you
had
yesterday. Yeah?
Yeah, which one you had
today? Well, I don't know which one was the one I had last night.
Which one did we get you down in the course?
Fuck no. No, you served me last night, didn't you?
Yeah, the Girl Scout cookies.
Is that the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll probably have the purple star dog then, or not.
No.
Well, anyway, are you about?
Yeah, I'm about 4 minutes on the road. What time is on the road?
All right. Oh, well, you ain't got to rush then. I'm all right for a bit. No, I'm alright for a bit, but I thought if you was about it, I'll get one off you.
Yeah,
I'm going to call the Christmas mail from him. Alright, have you heard from Phil?
No, but
that's
probably about 4 days ago,
I suppose. Was it?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Alright, well, when you're about, give us a shout.
Alright, no, it's on that one.
Yeah, don't get sending that drone round again. Fucking mind it. See you later.
Go ahead.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Bye.
Hello, everybody.
Gaia. How's life treating me?
Life is good. Life is good. Yeah. How's your life?
Lovely.
Lovely. Great. Great to hear. They just extended the lockdown until the 11th of May.
And nobody's surprised.
But it looks like it's a normal day with all the cars on the road. Well, almost a normal day. It's men's day today, so I can go out.
Hello, are they alright?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I've got a nice cough now. Some tobacco.
Did you?
Yeah, it's
very good. That's all I want tonight.
Well, it's great. Thanks a lot. What I was going to say, though, you know this £3.07 on the thing?
Yeah.
My mate up at the post office, I took two up to him the one night, and I said, well, how much it take to get there? And, I told, you know, 100 grand. He's going to stick two second class on there, it'll get there. And, you know, unless it gets nicked, you know, which is always a chance, but they're going to nick it, isn't they? Because 370 is a bit steep for you. I know, but I was just thinking, but Tar, thanks a lot, Tar.
Don't be fucking barley, you
barley. Correct, you sound like you're walking. Are you walking?
We're walking up more to the
forest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
bloody right.
You're going to end up with, you get it, mind you, you'd be, it's a good job knowing it, because your gym's closed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, well, everything's fucking shut. The only thing is, I just got stung by loads of bloody stingers.
This is the outdoors, the great outdoors for you.
The great outdoors, love it. I'd fucking rather be here than I would fucking there.
Yeah.
You want
Craig?
Christopher said hello.
Hi, mate. Has he took his, has he got his golf club?
He ain't got his golf club, he bloody well wishes.
He should just bring one with him. Can't he just take his number seven with him? Can't he take a seven iron with him?
Take his seven iron with him. He's taking it with him to the new house next week.
Oh,
oh, it's funny, but there's loads of bluebells and fucking
stingers. You've gone the wrong one. Where are you? Up in the forest?
Yeah, Mortimer.
Up at, all right, yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
must,
where I mean, don't you?
Well, forests are forests, aren't they?
Yeah, fucking forests.
I can't see the wood for the trees. All right, yeah.
The
woods
for the trees. Could we just
go
out for a walk, that was all. One of my friends rang me up this morning and told me one of my other friends who rang me there is I come this house.
No way.
People do that,
please. Yeah, look, that's the third then, isn't it? There's been three. Go like the go, yeah, I don't know her that well, but she's got to be one of them because she's got the second name, as it were. And Jamie knows her. She, they're saying she died. This, you know, complications in a way. But she's a big lass, you know, fatter. And, but she's got a little kid who's about 7. All right, he thinks he's linked with Christy, runs around the block of flats, off and that kind. And but Jamie's a bit gutty, I said, well, run her an animal. And I'm pretty sure she related to somebody. Anyway, and then there was another one. And go on, what happened then?
She just, she was on fucking cocaine for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And she stopped it.
Right.
Kind of had like, she was like a bit like bipolar, like psychic-ish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it can get to, yeah.
And, anyway, she'd had a stint inside, trying to rehabilitate and getting back. Not because she, because we're trying to sort her mind out a little bit for her. Anyway, she'd come out when I was there in February,
yeah.
And I saw her, blah, blah, blah.
How old was she?
52.
What?
Best of kids, mother.
Whoa.
And, but because it's inside, like, more than what we
are.
You can't
say, has this had something to do with it, the lockdown, then, you reckon?
I think it's what made her do that.
Sent her over the... Yeah, got you.
Sent her over the edge. And I think she just couldn't fucking cope at all.
When did that happen, then?
This morning.
Fuck.
I know.
Oh,
I was working for Dave and Emma's, you know, Dave, Emma's day, I was working on the phone for the time. I just said, I've got to go for that. I've opened for a walk, leave me head for a bit.
When was the last time? When was the last time you
were in? I've seen her when I was there in Gran Canaria.
When you went over last time? And what was she? Was she fraught then, or was she like?
Well, no, she just come out of rehabilitation.
Oh, well, they're always feeling $1 million when they come out, don't they?
Yeah. And then that lockdown happened the week after.
Right.
Reece got on the flight, the last one.
Yeah.
Never fucking been right since. Well, apparently she was all right yesterday. Painted the house and was fine. And then today
she's
in the garage.
Good God. How old are the kids?
She's
died.